Rise and shine. My name is Michi.
And my name is Brendan, and we're here at the NSU Studios.
That is correct. And we do have some folks in the studio for our talk at 9:20 involving the special election happening.
That's right. What's up, Taylor?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just trying not to talk about fantasy football. What's up, Karen?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay. It's Friday. Lots of reasons to be happy. And yes. We've got a chance to have our voices heard in the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And actually, the polls are open right now for early voting. So if you get a lunch break, go on down and put your vote in.
Have your voice heard.
And that's at the election board, correct?
Yes. All early voting is at the election board.
Awesome. All right, guys. We're going to get you started with some music before we come back and talk to them. So first up is going to be Casey Musgraves and Willie Nelson with Uncertain Texas.
On Lakes Country, 102.1.
Head Over Heels by Runaway June. We are Rise and Shine. My name's Michi.
And my name's Brendan.
And happy Friday, y'all. We have special guests in studio this morning with the city of Tahlequah, Taylor Tannehill, along with Karen Murphy. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
You guys have very important things to be talking about because the vote is on Tuesday, right?
That's right.
And kind of today, too, right?
Yeah, the early voting is open as we speak. And so they opened up yesterday and we'll go till Saturday. And then the main vote will be on Tuesday.
That's right. You've got plenty of time to get your things together. Remember, it's your right to vote. You can just make sure and make it there on Tuesday.
And if you're not so sure about what we're talking about, could you give a brief explanation on what these two different taxes are?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two propositions on the city ballot. The first proposition is a half-cent sales tax that will expire in 15 years for capital improvement projects, ranging from animal shelter improvements to a new fire station to cemetery improvements. Proposition number two is a quarter cent sales tax that does not expire. It would be a permanent tax, and that would be used for our city general fund for maintenance and upkeep of the facilities in this proposal and previous proposals.
I think it's kind of important for a second to think about what a quarter of a cent is within a transaction.
Absolutely. So a quarter of a cent is one quarter if you're spending $100. So every $100 you spend, it would be a quarter, that you're paying.
Yep. It's just a quarter to help out Tahlequah, make sure we're still having sidewalks. And like, look, we just had a sneeze of a storm that did significant damage on Monday. Nobody saw it coming. It took about 30 minutes to do a lot of damage. And that took a lot of picking up and spending money and getting people working overnights and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So any time like that, it certainly costs the city money to get out the equipment and use of that equipment on a continuous basis. Obviously, you got to replace that when those types of things happen on a frequent situation. So the quarter cent would go to things like that over the lifespan of it.
Yeah, so I just think you got to ask yourself, is it worth it when you spend $100, do you have a quarter to throw towards making sure your day-to-day life isn't overly complicated?
And this is not a tax increase. It's just an extension, so it's already part of what you're paying.
Exactly. You were already giving this quarter.
Yeah, and so, I mean, really what you're doing is out of $100, it's 75 cents that's going to go towards the capital improvements and then into the general fund. And I don't know if you were going to mention this, Taylor, but I think it's important to note too that Tahlequah and the general fund, we are one of the lowest percentage compared to comparable cities out there. So it's just 2% right now that goes into our general fund. So if this does pass, then it will bump us up to 2.25%.
Wow.
And that's still going to keep us under some of our comparable cities that are out there.
Well, and one thing that was brought to light in other interviews is that the, my brain just blanked.
Previous bonds?
Yeah. Yes.
The previous bonds, how the allocation for that stuff and how, you know, there's a new bond that's being proposed versus, you know, inflation and other things like that and the cost of all of that that it requires as years go. One thing I'm thinking about is the pool. How you guys needed to do the diving board and more like pump system and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's rising cost and different things like that. So we needed to kind of work with that as time goes on too, right?
Right. So we haven't had an increase in our general fund really for the past 40 or so years. So we're still operating on that 2 cents that we've operated on. And we're adding new facilities, adding new technology, adding employees, police and fire, to help protect the city. So as our expenses have increased, we haven't increased our revenue. And so this is that opportunity. Yeah. And another piece of it, too, is we've had a lot of progress throughout the years, and this is just a continuation of that progress. And that's what we're hoping to get out of this election.
Well, and one thing I think that I've always liked about a sales tax, because some people say that tax is the bottom, but we are also a tourist location in a lot of ways. And the fact that we're grabbing a little bit of that money that people are already planning on spending on their vacation right here. And that kind of rewards us when we make the city more attractive. It's not just us self-loving and making it better. We're making it better to where it's so attractive people are coming to see it.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, there's some people say the sales tax is the fairest tax. You're paying the tax on what you spend. But you're right. So as people come into the city, they are going to be paying for the improvements that the residents are going to receive a benefit from. So sales tax is a good way to get that done.
Nice. Go vote.
Yes, you can go and see the sample ballot and all of the breakdown of what the propositions and everything on their website. That is the cityoftahlequah.com. You can either hit the special election button or the ballot button. But most importantly, you guys should be going out and voting early because you can go do that after this interview.
Right on.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Make sure that you go on Tuesday and vote. Yes, we're going to go on to the 2 News weather forecast break. Martina McBride, I'm going to love you through it afterwards.
On Lakes Country, 102.1.